Sharon Stevens is the general manager here. Sharon, can you just describe the garden for me?
It's beautiful. It's got all kinds of activities for the residents to do. We've got the beach, we've got the budgies, we've got the wash line. It's an experiential garden for the dementia residents, but everyone enjoys it as well.
So it was opened a bit over a year ago. So in your opinion, has it been a big success?
Yes.
So what is the ultimate aim of the garden?
To have a more fulfilling life for the residents, to be like home, to have each one have their own personalized experience out there as an individual and as a group.
It was said at the time of opening that it helps relieve patients' anxiety. How does it do that?
It does, because they get anxious if things are different and they're not like they were at home. For dementia, you go what phase they're in, and if it's hanging laundry or it's playing the table bops or the golfing or the darts, it just takes them back to their comfort level and does decrease their anxiety. They're more active, and getting their hands into the flower beds and into the dirt and doing all that, it's very therapeutic, both emotionally and physically.
And what's your favorite part of the garden?
I like playing the little ball games and golf.
And what about for the rest of the patients? What's the biggest hit out there, or do they all have their own little things they enjoy?
They all have their own little things, but they do play the bowls. And of course, they love having the barbecues and everything where everybody gets together and mingles.
So do you know of any other facilities like this, even in the U.S. where you've come over from?
This is very different than the U.S. It's very patient-centered here. It looks at the individual and the group, and it's just very different from what I'm used to.
For you, what do you get out of it and the benefits for you working in a facility that has something like this? Is it important to you to see that?
Yes, it's very important for me that I know the residents are getting their emotional needs met, their physical needs met, and just being cared for and being happy, and it meets all those. So it makes me feel very good to be here and part of the team.
Do you think that this should be rolled out in many other facilities like this?
Yes, I think it's very important. I've had dementia units in my previous job and nothing like this, and it does really enhance their life experience and their everyday living.
I'm now out in the garden mingling with some of the residents, and a group of them are partaking in a game of bowls.
Turned in. Oh, that's it, Roy.
Hello, my name is Roy.
So, Roy, can you just explain for me what you're up to at the moment here?
We are playing bowls. Well, that is, we're trying to play, and we're gradually they're going to beat it.
I think I just saw you hit the mark, didn't you?
Oh, yes, it's possible.
Charlie's another one of the patients here. Charlie, what's your favourite part of the garden?
Oh, all the garden. I love the garden. It's got all these lovely trees and all that down there in those gardens, and it's very, very nice to go down and have a look at it. We love it.
And I hear you're especially fond of the barbecue.
Oh, I love the barbecues.
How does it work into your day, the garden?
Oh, just sitting around relaxing and things like that. I enjoy doing it. Real good.
Len's with me, and he's been put in charge of the budgerigars. Len, can you tell me a bit about them?
I think every household has a budgerigar in a little cage. But really, the little cages, to me, they're a bit too... Yeah.
So you prefer to see the birds in a big cage where they can move around?
Oh, yes, I do.
And do you have a favourite?
The big fella with the black spots on his...
Oh, yeah. He's pretty good looking.
Yeah, isn't he?
And what does it mean to you to be able to come out and have a look at these birds as part of your day?
Some days are pretty long days here for some of us people. The budgerigars help make some of it not such a drag of a day.
Annie, I'm looking at a very beautiful garden here full of flowers. I understand that you're responsible for this.
Well, I say that.
Are you saying that everyone helps out and contributes a little bit, or are you just being modest?
Yes, they're pretty. No, they're very good.
So are the marigolds your favourite?
They're beautiful, look. They're only small now, look, but they're beautiful.
All right, so Annie, we've just hopped across to another part of the garden where you've got a sign that says Annie's Garden, all for you. When did that happen?
I don't know. I came home and here it was, and I just nearly died. I didn't know what to do.
So it was a big surprise.
It was a big surprise.
I mean, it must make you feel pretty special to have your own little garden.
Oh, I love the garden. I like to get in the garden. Yeah, I don't know. I just, it's in me, I think.